Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest hosts. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Roll call.
Where you at?
Monstrous Radio Live. It is a monstrous Monday, and we're about to get monstrous. You know how we do it. It's interactive radio, 424-243-9649. It's a call-in number. You can also connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google+, and Tumblr. Everything's going to be Monster US Radio or DJ E Monster. So I just waiting on some of the monsters to call in here. You dig? Some of my crew members. Matter of fact, I think I got one of them over here right now. Is that you, Miss Jungle Love? Look out. Oh, well.
Already. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's good, Miss Kim? Miss Electrifying Kim. Yeah.
Oh.
Monstrous Monday.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We can call it a Monstrous Monday. We can call it the Leftover Mother's Day Monday. We can call, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Like leftover dinner, leftover Mother's Day Monday. Hey.
right. So, all right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and play my track right quick, give some people some time to call in, whatever, whatnot. And when we come back, we'll do our ghetto weather reports and all this other type of stuff. So, all right, people, stick with us. I got two tracks waiting for the rest of the Monstars to call in here. Here goes some new Sean Paul. I kind of like it. It's him and Migos. So check it out. This is called Body, Monstrous Radio. Wait, they only sent me the clean version? For real?
Huh?
Wow.
Hold on.
Don Corleone.
Huh. You said hold on? Oh, my bad.
S to the B. Don Corleone.
Migos and Sean Paul in the building.
Only Marley.
And you know we smoke blunts to the face.
Migos.
Everybody saying up.
My girl call the body when you got 12 more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya. And get familiar. The body when you got 12 more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya. Wanna steal ya, girl.
All set, she gorgeous. I'ma pay your mortgage. I'ma buy your Christian Louboutin, you can't afford it. Take you on a trip, cause I know that you're bored. Christian Dior scraping on the floor when we board. My booty rolling, she go slow motion, I stroke it. There's something about you, you know you special, you go there. Smoking gas like I'm Willie Nelson in Belgium. Like the handyman with the hammer, I nailed it. Coming ride with a G-Fly, then a feather. Hit it from the back, I'm bustin' like Barrera. Put up in my Lamborghini when I'm elder. Your nigga kept on cheating and I know you fed up. If you wanna keep your lady, better keep your bread up. I had her in my mansion, told her put her leg up. Smack the bell, wrapped it in Chanel from her head up. Girl, you just like an angel, did you come from heaven?
You keep it hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. My girl, let me take you for an evening cruise. Tell you say you just can't lose. Giddy up, baby girl, don't get confused. Because the body where you got to it more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar. The body where you got to it more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya, wanna steal ya, girl.
The way that you talk.
out and I feel you, girl, you look familiar. Living luxury, baby, we not regular civilians. I'm a superhero, but what's a villain, more in the millions. Got the noodles is every time that we in the bin. Walking in with them ball minds out of the sun. And I fathered all you to get this rap, and y'all is my son. Don't care the dedication you put, this they're gonna be number one. Came from the bum, serving crumb, just aliens.
Ay, ay. Hundreds of bottles and beautiful models. 100. I wanna sing to a Quavo Sinatra. She know that I'm young, but she loving my posture. She told me get rid of all my chicks on my roster. Okay, okay, okay. It's cool, girl, whatever you say. She catch a body cause she have a. She catch a body cause she have a. And she won't say a word. She gon' ride against the world cause that's my girl. Celine bag was a dream bag. When she woke up in the morning, let her sing that.
Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. Hot with your body, hot with your clothes. The boy you turn up and I give me the pose. My girl, let me take you on the evening cruise. Tell you say you just can't lose. Giddy up, baby girl, don't get confused. Because the body where you got to add more than about a billion. Just wanna feel ya and get familiar, yeah. The body where you got to add more than about a trillion. I just wanna feel ya, wanna steal ya, girl.
Yeah, live from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Monstrous Radio. And we about to keep it monstrous. This is some new BBD. Bell Bibbs about hot damn. We open the lines after this. Knock with her and get monstrous.
I need you near me, but I don't think you hear me clearly. Got me in my feelings like February. I know I ain't the first, no January, girl. Cold as Ben and Jerry. Let me put you on top, you the perfect cherry, you know. My back's so legendary. I've been doing this smoke, Curly and Larry.
And I can act as soon as with it, especially when you're moving it. And all I need is 2 minutes, then after that another 2 minutes. You got it real like a Mack truck. So BBD girl, back it up. Do it on the can, let me set it up. And I'ma get the highlights, highlights. Ooh, I love it when you twerk that. Ooh, girl, you do it perfect. Ooh, come here, baby, let me twirl that.
The way you get it, girl, you kill it with a hearse sack. Girl, you know I'm feeling and I want it in the worst way.
Girl, you know you're bad, let me set. Put you over my lap, make it hurt. I wanna see you go berserk. So we can turn the club to a circus. Girl, we gon' turn the club to a circus.
Radio, online radio with a rock. Some new music. Bill Biff DeVoe. I might got some Who's bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat on them coming up here in just a little bit. Sorry, I do got Miss Electrifying Kim, Miss Jungle Love.
Hot stepper.
I got her with me, and now we got tuning in Miss Unbelievable. What's good, mama?
Oh, shit. Hi, Tasha. Hi, Michelle. Hi, baby. How you doing? Happy belated Mother's Day to you, baby.
Happy belated Mother's Day to you too, honey.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Me and my big me, we was all in the city turning it a whole new different temperature yesterday.
Well, I was getting it in with some hugs and kisses, so I liked the man. Yes.
I wasn't doing the hugging and kissing and the swapping spit and playing tonsil hockey. I wasn't doing all that, but I had some fun yesterday, though. Shut up, Monster.
Hey, that's fun. That's fun. That was unbelievable. Fun.
Nasty. Did nobody tell you to think that you was damn grown? Nasty.
Well, Kim.
Get somewhere and shut out, huh? Huh?
If you stop sticking your tongue all the way down their throat, maybe you wouldn't get all that extra stuff. You ain't supposed to.
See, you know what? I was gonna leave it alone. I was gonna leave it alone. Etosha, baby,
yes,
I'm gonna have to find you on Facebook, and we're gonna have to exchange numbers because I'm gonna have to send you what I sent Monster and Mr. 2G's today.
You know what? Okay. Okay. Was that in the thing on Facebook? Was that on there? Was that on Facebook? You sent that bullshit. You heard me.
No,
was that on Facebook? You sent me that bullshit.
It was a text.
Okay.
But mess with. You bad. Go ahead, knock the stick off my shoulder. Cross that line in the dirt. Go ahead. I'll put it on Facebook. Etosha.
You know what?
Yes. You worry.
I got. Yeah, baby, because I got Monster's ass. I think I got some blackmail for him. I think that's official.
You know what
you see,
he
got quiet over there.
You know what you should do? Just so the people can see what you're talking about, what you should do is on our next break, when we spin some music, you should go put it on Facebook, either in the group or, you know, something like that, and let the people see this bullshit you trying to pin on me. I'm not going. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going.
Monster, you can't sit there and say that you ain't going because I done already went. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we lying in this motherfucker. We lying, y'all.
Hey.
Etosha, when you see a girl, you just going to fall the fuck out. That's the only thing I'm going to tell you. Just go ahead and lay back because I'm sure. Monster was meddling with me last week. He was being real fucking petty. Was it Friday?
He was being petty.
Yeah, Monster.
You know what? I was on the line. I was on. I just didn't come in because I was busy. But I heard y'all.
No. And then he talking about how he didn't want to go to the 8-Ball. I mean, he didn't want to go to the Fattie Mac and the MJG concert because he was being a hated it. I said, what kind of shit is that? I mean, Monster was being real petty last week. His petty level was, like, astronomical last Friday.
Okay.
What?
You know what? Maybe I'll wait a little bit more on the show. Because I was supposed to tell you why. I was supposed to tell everybody why I was being petty. As you can tell, I'm getting in my feelings.
Yes, you was.
It is what it is. We will talk about it.
You said that last week.
To talk about, you know what? It is what it is. Sometimes.
We need to talk about that. We were supposed to talk about that.
Because I'm bound to lose.
My future ex-baby daddy husband, he ain't called in with his bald himself, but he did call me yesterday for Mother's Day, though. I felt special. Oh, but he don't celebrate the holidays either. You know,
I don't either.
Oh, okay.
What?
Right.
So if you don't celebrate the holidays, what was you getting all your little nasty bumping and grinding on fur yesterday? Miss Undeniable.
I was celebrating me, boo. Hey. I didn't do nothing but for me. they got dinner today for me. You know, I wouldn't cook because my mama,
I bet they did.
She looked at me like, what you cooking tomorrow? I said, well, what y'all want? And she said, well, I'll take some lasagna, chicken Caesar salad, stuffed shells. I said, garlic bread. I said, there you go, boy, I got you. And there
okay, but guess what, Etosha? You might be good with, like, ski-skirting around a bunch of shit. And it might work with other people. But the one person that ain't going to work for and work on is me. You ski-skirting, you'll celebrate Mother's Day, but you's getting your mother's utensils celebrated. Hush, child.
Yes.
Child.
Look, let's go back. Let me go and bring it back to the live side of the radio. Here's some other things
we live in this motherfucker.
We're gonna be talking about another thing we're gonna talk about coming up throughout the week. I don't know if I'm gonna do this one on Wet Wet Wednesday or Comment Cafe. I'm already getting some good comments. People, remember, the conversations that we have, we now post them on Facebook. Everybody be sharing it from their page, and we'll read your comment live on the air. And the best comment of the week will win a T-shirt. You dig? On Monsters Radio.
Does that mean the co-host can get in it too?
No. So here's another
well,
one.
Damn.
We're gonna talk about tonight.
You already knew that answer.
Okay. Here we go. After a breakup, the loyal one stays single and deals with the damages until healed. The other one is already in another relationship. That's what we're going to talk about. I don't know if it's going to be Wednesday or if it's going to be Comic Cafe. Because I know Jazzy B, she got a couple, she's got some things we're going to talk about on Wet Wet Wednesday. I still want to get into what is squirt. So I might have to get that one together.
That one, what is squirting, that is a Wet Wet Wednesday. The one about after you know, you do a breakup and one person be single and another person just be dealing with, like, in another relationship, I think that one, that'll be a good one for Karma Cafe. That'll be a really good one for that.
Right. Okay. We'll slap it like that. And then we'll also, you know, add in some other stuff. And people, remember, on these nights, you can call in. Some of the nights, you can even change the topic. Like, if our topic on Wet Wet Wednesday, the Ooh Wee Smash show, definitely join in. Turn it up a notch. You dig? It's adult conversation. It's not fancy. We can do what you want to do. You dig? So, but yeah, that's Wet Wet
Wednesday. Yeah, all right. But let it be some whack shit. let your conversation be whack.
We'll hang up on you
after. We go motherfucking lie, lying on that ass. What kind of shit is that? Once I'm trying to act like I got some sense, Lord Jesus. You know I'm is. That's why I'm on my way to
drive
right
now.
Right.
Yeah, I tried.
You tried it.
Monster tried it too, but I found a Superman's kryptonite. I found that.
Oh, you found it?
Wait till we go. Yeah, baby. I found my Superman's kryptonite over there. Wait till we go to this young music, because we live in this motherfucker tonight.
Well, all right. Let me go ahead and get into another track, and then when we come back, I got some entertainment news with y'all. Have y'all heard about the Spice One and Funkmaster Flex?
Yes. Okay, factor in that Tretch. Naughty by Nature done kicked in on into that. He done let.
Yes. Damn. Hold on. We'll get to the entertainment.
You know what? What I'm gonna give away is the secret to Superman's kryptonite over there. That's what I'm gonna give away with your small, medium, smidget, muscle bound shirt.
And you know we gonna give away with that. We gonna give away a 2-piece and a biscuit with your double knot forehead having little ass. This is the Boosie badass.
Look, we love this motherfucker, y'all. We love y'all. Kill for a dollar.
It's bad, though. You already know what's happening with me, nigga, straight up.
You know what's happening, fuck that nigga. You know I had to grade that. Send that boy with Bernie Mac and Richard Pryor play at. I believe in payback, making me that K-Pack. Make him regret he say that. His playground ain't safe to play at. I'm from a place where a case ain't a case if you a gangster. So I'm itching for the rawest nigga to come play with a gangster. I play with the gangster. Don't mind creating a grade for a gangster. Daddy was foolish with them poolies. Made by a gangster. Oh well, you want
want some strangers at your doorbell. You want some niggas waiting with bangles outside your hotel. You know that shit don't go well, but I'm asking that you gon' go tell. Hope you ain't frail, cause your dope can't sell, your dro can't sell. How you won't do it, nigga? From a gangster, talking Larry Hoover, close killer, no wankster, close to dying every night. Plus, I gotta say my prayers, brush my teeth and grab that changer. Plus, my son look at me major. I feel like Michael Corleone. I did 3 on my gun case, study thinking they ain't coming home. 50 let them breathe, but when I leave, leave them mush face. Never liked the rappers, plus they chains in them look fake, bitch. I never let a nigga take shit. Cake house, we bake shit. Trap house, bake shit. Diddy Glock, take this. Doctor shit, facelift. Sip on some A shit. Paid him for A shit. Ape on me, bake shit.
Boosie Badass, it's called Get Straight To It, featuring Lil Durk and Holy Somebody. Yeah. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the entertainment news. So, all right, I don't know if you people heard the things going on with Spice One and Funkmaster Flex. I haven't heard much about it, but I heard about Funkmaster Flex and his Instagram tweet. Apparently, Funkmaster Flex must have said something about Tupac. People not liking. So I'm going to tell you my piece, and I'm going to go ahead and let Miss Electrifying Kim tell you about her piece that she heard. So check it out. This is what it says here. It says, Spice One is not happy at all about the things that Funkmaster Flex has had to say about his late friend Tupac Shakur. And the Bay Area veteran took to Instagram yesterday, which was May 13th, to warn the DJ about what could happen if he doesn't keep Tupac's name out of his mouth. This is what it said. It said, if I hear you say one more thing about my nigga, I'm going to come out there, Spice One said, I'm going to get on a motherfucking plane, Funkmaster bitch, and I'm going to go to Hot Point 7-90, whatever the fuck, nigga, and I'm going to drag your bitch ass out of there, and I'm going to stomp your fucking head in, you bitch ass nigga.
Oh.
Say something else. I'll be on the plane, nigga. Oops. I think he was upset.
I think so, too.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just
now,
a little
I didn't
bit.
See what he said. Right. I need to find out what did he say. What did he say? But, all right, Miss Electrifying Kim, You said you heard something else.
Yes. I saw about oh my goodness, the Spice One. But he had put a video out, and then I seen that Tretch was performing, and the very thing that you was talking about that Funkmaster Flex had tried to like badmouth Pac, Tretch dissed Funkmaster Flex with an image of Pac behind him, or like Pac's music playing behind him. But yeah, the rap industry is not too happy with Funkmaster Flex messing around with Mr. Tupac Shakur.
Right, right. It was already on his ass about something else. I don't know if he roughed up a lady or he did something. It was already talked, you know, before this. If that's what I was hearing, you know?
I don't know exactly what all it is, but I do know that, like, when, who is that one that's down there with the Ghetto Boys? Whenever him?
Cousins?
Oh, my God.
Bushwick Bill?
No. Big man on campus. They get all the shit taken care of when he's...
Jay Prince.
Yes. Whenever Jay Prince or Uncle Tretch come on the scene, it's some serious shit. Somebody done fucked up the Colonel's recipe then. I'm about to sit back and see what the walls look like. Okay. Real talk. Okay, but I got another one for you, though. You ready for this one? Did y'all see? I got some tea, baby, and some good tea with little lemon slices in it. Did y'all see that Monique done went and blasted the man that's behind Empire, Tyler Perry, and Ofri? She said that they could suck her dick if she had one. And I said, oh, them is some strong words. Yes, because she said that she didn't get blackballed because y'all know that she was in, that they had, like, really, really stopped her from making her money, like, being in movies and everything, behind her not pushing the very last movie that she was in. Well, since then, she has not been able to do anything. And Oprah and Tyler Perry and that one that's behind Empire, those are some powerful people in, you know, in the entertainment field. And she said, Lee Daniels, there it is, bam, there they are. She said that all three of them can suck her wanky. I said, well, damn. Monique meant that. She meant what she said. Y'all laughing. I was like, damn. She went in. I watched it last night, and there was another part of a video that she did today. She said she ain't worried about none of them motherfuckers because she told the fucking truth that they are not doing right by her. And it was another actor. Terrence Howard said that Monique could rip off into them all she want to because he ain't got no damn problem with it. I said, well, go on now. She had all that back swinging off her arm after she didn't have that surgery. And everything, it was swinging off of that. She was upset in that video, I'm trying to tell you. Yes, baby. Don't mess with Marvel.
The video she just made?
Yes, the video that I seen last night, she was doing a comedy show at the Apollo. So she's in New York.
I thought she got skinny. I thought she had got skinny. I thought she was getting beef from, like, the big girls were saying, you know, you gave up on us, you ran out on us. She would come back and say, I just want to look sexy and feel good.
That's why I said she had all that sack swinging off her arm. Mm-hmm.
She ain't like skinny.
It is. No, she's not skinty, but she's not as big as she was, though.
No.
But either way it goes, they don't.
She's not so skinny that.
Yeah, she's healthy.
Yeah, she's not so skinny that her. Yes. She's not skinny like, you know, where some people, they just get too damn skinny. You know what I mean? Where their head starts to look like a walnut.
Or
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like Star Jones. When Star Jones decided she wanted to get that liposuction shit, and she was like a big head fucking chihuahua up on TV. Mother red their ass. Disclaimer.
Okay.
She's a badass lawyer. She's a badass lawyer.
Disclaimer.
All are those of the people speaking and not directly of Monsterous Radio. All right.
You know, yes, she just called us up under the bus.
I call that surgery the bobblehead surgery.
Because everybody who gets that surgery look like they got a bobble head later. Disclaimer.
Well, disclaimer.
That's messed up, man. She said the bobble head.
Okay. Okay, I got another one for y'all. Did y'all see Lil Uzi on Mother's Day?
Where?
No, no.
Oh, my God. No. Like, whoa.
No.
This dude had on an off-the-shoulder shirt with a pink purse, some skinny jeans, and, like, some church shoes. And,
oh, yeah.
And had some dude standing up next to him talking about, well, my mother liked her Mother's Day gifts, but it was that dude that looked oozy. I was kind of confused. Mm-hmm. Like, but motherfucker got a mustache on a blinging-ass motherfucking necklace, too. I'm like, well, I'm really confused right now.
What you confused about?
Really, Ms. Undeniable? You ain't seen that fucked up ass picture of him. You'll be confused too.
Girl, don't nothing confuse me in Hollywood with them no more.
Shit, all right. Let you tell it. You ain't seen this fucked up picture. Dude, the tips of his motherfucking dreads is red. He got a mustache. You know, that's what if my auntie was my uncle type shit. Or what if my uncle was my auntie? It's one of them type of motherfucking deals. Yes. But even I mean Eddie Murphy got a shit face. Lil Uzi didn't have his have all that fucking shit shaved off his face. He don't know what the fuck he wanna be. He confused, huh?
Wait, so what you saying is it was a Mother's Day pic, and they had dude in the picture with a, what you said, with a purse and some other stuff?
Yeah.
And they were trying to send it like he was the mom?
Yes. You know how the mother stand on that one leg and the other one kind of bent, holding a purse over so you can see what type of purse it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what you know what? Y'all making me feel like I'm fucking crazy. I'm just jumping to conclusions or some shit. So I'm going to go find that picture. It might not be tonight, but I'm going to post that motherfucking picture. I'm not playing with y'all because we lying on this motherfucker tonight.
But Kim,
huh?
You want us to be surprised. What surprise answer you want us to give you about these people who look like chicks all day in tight pants? I don't know why. You want us to be surprised.
I don't want you to be surprised. I don't know. Not surprised because we live in this motherfucker. But no, I want you, you know, about the chicks with dicks is all it is. You know, we bringing awareness to this shit. They got the game fucked up and me too.
Okay. Well, see, his butch maybe wanted to be celebrated. They want to be celebrated too.
You just made me frowny, Tosha. I ain't fucking with you. No. This is not tonight. This is about to turn into mad motherfucking Monday. Mm-mm. Motherfuckers is chicks with dicks. I like it when Monster gets to say, that's when, you know, got him. So, yeah, he ain't said nothing. That's even better because he's a little confused over there, too. Now,
no,
my shit always works sometimes.
Always works sometimes. Now, I got some more entertainment news for y'all. It's going to be a little bland compared to yours, but, hey, I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to hear about it. So everybody knows, you know, Bell Biv DeVoe, they got a new album out, right?
Uh-huh. No, but I do now.
Okay.
They do.
Okay,
let's check
it out.
Nice.
Yeah. And then looks like they're about to gear up to do the Three Stripes R&B tour with, I'm going to get into it. Check it out. This is what it says. R&B vets Bell Biv DeVoe just announced their Three Stripes tour. The group recently released their new album of the same name. This is their first full-length album in 15 years. Joining BBD for the fellow R&B heavyweights on the E1 label mates, SWV and En Vogue. En Vogue will be promoting their upcoming album.
What?
Electric Cafe. While SWV continues to support their most recent release still. for the first time ever, these extraordinary artists are taking the stage together in what's promised to deliver a memorable performance filled with funk, soul, and harmony. So, yeah, yeah. I think that's going to be
awesome. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to tear it up.
You know, I would want to ride with you on that, but here's the thing. If you do the backstory on all of those top groups, which they are some really, really nice sounding, you know, male and female singing groups, there was at least one member in all three of them groups that somebody got into it with, like for, Invo? What's the one, what's the main singer's name? The one that was like right in the middle. She had a problem with everybody. Then I want to say with SWV, they said it was Coco that had the issue with everybody. And then it was Bobby Brown with New Edition. So I wonder exactly if everybody done left the bullshit like back in the past and they going to go ahead, get on stage and sing their throats out, you know, giving people their money because ain't nobody heard from them in a long, long time. So
remember,
I wonder.
SWV had their TV show. Remember, SWV had their TV show, and you got to see, you know, what their issues was. And I think they worked this out. However, I don't think their voices are as strong as they used to be. I'm talking about the two on the side, as Coco is. So, to me,
you don't think so? Right. You don't think they're going to be able to pull it?
I don't know if it's a headbanger that I would, you know, it all depends. Like, if the tickets is like $25, then yeah, I'll go. But if you're talking
I'm not doing this
$40 and $50, then I'm going to have to watch it on Facebook Live, you know, from the people that's at the at the stadium. Tell them, you know. Oh, you know, okay. They're going to have them there. So I don't have to necessarily watch it at all.
I think that,
Facebook Live.
I think that since everybody done got older, they done had kids and all that, they are not what they used to be. I really just don't think so. Bobby Brown done smoked his lungs away.
Bobby Brown's not part of BBD.
Nope.
It's Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, duh, dumbbell. I feel real smart.
You were thinking that, yeah, you were thinking of the whole New Edition.
I'm thinking of New Edition, right. We're talking
Belle
about
Biv, Ronnie.
Who really can't sing, but, you know, can give a good show. Ooh, did I say
yeah. Michael Bivins, the promoter, the back man, he really, really paid attention. Mm-hmm. So that man been making money even though New Edition broke up. You know what I'm saying? So he's been producing and all kind of stuff. Yes, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that man has some talent, some natural talent, and he's using it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't mad at none of them.
I know.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't use it.
Well, hey,
but,
hold on. Let me take this chance to take a break. Matter of fact, here goes some new SWVs. You guys can check them out. We're going to talk some more. I want to get into, like, what Kim just talked about. Because, like, here's another thing. I believe TLC's about to go on tour. What's that going to be like without Left Eye? What's it like going on these people when it's not the whole group? You dig? I'm just saying. So we're going to talk about that when we come back. SWV, this is called Ain't No Man. Ooh, wait. This is one of our Wet Wet Wednesday songs. And, ladies, some of y'all going to sing it, and some of y'all going to just put your head down.
I just posted that little picture you did on Facebook. It is what it is.
Wait a minute. Let me.
What?
How you just gonna come back from playing this song? Right, I was feeling the song, and you just gonna come back and go straight ham.
Man, it's my
like, who does that?
Don't
yeah, it is. You know what? How about this? You talking about something that's monstrous. I've been posted that, so you late, but nah, how about that? Dang, meddling me all the time. I be minding my business. I be minding my business. And then he be going and meddling me and everything. So that's why I got his ass. I hit his ass in the motherfucking shoulder like that, dead
ill.
So, okay, so he's Miss Undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
What he's talking about is if you go on... I'm sorry. If you go on Facebook, go in the group. I posted his kryptonite in the group.
I seen it.
I wouldn't even gave you the floor for that. See, I thought you was about to get into what we were talking about. But what we were talking
you
about.
You want a one or a two?
Don't listen to what she's talking about. She ain't said nothing.
You want a one or a two piece? You want one in the front and one in the back?
Y'all so wrong.
So, I mean, how do you people feel about going to concerts? You know what I mean? Where, say, it might be a New Edition concert, but it don't got Bobby Brown or... You know, it'll be a TLC concert, but obviously, you know, rest in heaven.
Left Eye
is not there. You know what I mean? Have you guys been to any events where it was like that?
Yeah, I went to the New Edition concert, and it's still banged. Bobby wasn't even needed. New Edition, because of Johnny Gill, New Edition can kill it. You know what I'm saying? So they just killed it. Like, they rocked it. Bobby Brown wasn't this at all. I just, you know, Bobby Brown's energy just brings a different energy, but I still got the New Edition essence when I went. And they were still cool. They were cool, you know, people. They nice, you know. So they was down to earth. So, yeah. But I don't know if I could go to see TLC because, with Left Eye, is she going to play on the screen? You know, are they going to have someone in the interim? So I don't know if I could see a TLC without Left Eye. So
I don't think I could
either.
And whoever tries to come in to get in her, stand where she was standing, because can't nobody take her place. I'm not even going to put them up there like that. You know, when it comes to TLC, there's a certain standard that you will expect. and to fill Left Eye's shoes, may she rest in love. It's going to take a hell of an individual to even try to get to where she was at, you know.
And remember they had that show where they were looking for somebody. They found someone, but she didn't even last. She didn't even last. So that's almost like saying, let's watch, you know, Destiny's Child without Beyonce being there. Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Well, that just won't go either. That just won't go.
So, yeah.
But I remember, did y'all see the documentary on Left Eye when she was over in Honduras?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so interesting to me. So interesting.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't. I definitely have to check that out. But I heard about, they tried to replace her. And I think they actually started doing some shows and stuff with the new girl to replace Left Eye. But I don't, I heard it didn't last long. I heard, this is just rumor. This ain't actual factual. This is rumor. But I heard they got like a really big backlash from the TLC fans about, know what I mean, trying to change up and do all that type of stuff. I don't think it was accepted like they had wished that it would have been.
When did it happen? Because I don't remember ever hearing about it.
It was years ago. It was almost like 6-7 years ago when they tried it. They tried it. But it'd be nice if they have enough money to do hologram. You know what I'm saying? That would be nice.
Yeah, like I've seen that Tupac hologram before. I was like, whoa, how in the snail's pace did they do that?
What does it look like, Martha?
Like him really standing there. It's like a real hologram. You're like, okay, let's put it like this. You know, have you ever watched Star Wars? I know a lot of you ladies be like, I don't watch sci-fi, but have you seen Star Wars at all? Okay, that on Star Trek, when they had the little thing, when they have like, they'll be like, oh, here's a message. And pop this little thing out, and they go, whine, and there'll be a person standing there. It's just like that.
Uh-huh.
It is, but it's a little more solid. You would almost believe, he's on the stage performing. They got him moving to the song and everything. Yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Eazy-E was inducted into the Hall of Fame, right? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they had Cube inducted. Eazy-E in there, and they said they had a hologram of Eazy-E up there too, if I'm remembering correctly. So I'm gonna go see if I can find those. Y'all have piqued my interest. Thank y'all.
It was gonna turn into something really, really big, but I think they started bumping into copyright stuff. You know what I mean? Mechanical performance rights and things like that. But I can't remember what company it was, but it was a big company that put it together. It turned out to be successful, but they got to work on how all that other stuff is going to work. But I do want to say, I have been to a New Edition concert, without Bobby Brown. It was the same night, but Bobby Brown performed by himself. Like he told you said, it was a hell of a night. You know what I mean? Just watching New Edition with, Johnny Gill, and then watching even Bobby Brown just by himself. Now, I know Bobby Brown is not the best singer in the world. Let's keep it real. He ain't no Johnny Gill. He ain't no Ralph Tresvant. He might be a little better than Ron DeVos.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. But you know what I mean? But as a performer, that man gets it in. I pay to see him again.
Yes.
He gets it in.
He does.
He holds him little notes however he do it, but he gets it in.
You're so wrong. That's however he do it, but
but Babyface killed the show. Oh, he killed the game.
Wait, you know who? Okay. This has nothing to do with what y'all was just talking about. But Monster, you made me remember something. Did y'all hear back like maybe last week or so, or the week before that, when Ja Rule? He was supposedly part of like putting this show together where they had all these models and everything fly overseas. Did you hear about that?
I heard about it.
They could not hold Ja Rule's and the people that he was with could not hold up their end of the bargain. So they had like these supermodels flying over there. They had these people like stuck, real talk stuck, or was it like down in Miami, somewhere up in there. But either way it go, it was so messed up. I was like, what in the hell? They had them people flying. They told them that they was going to be taken care of, had them spending like $3,000, and they supposed to get like the VIP treatment. Girl, and they and Monster, they were stuck like at hotels, having to find somewhere to spend the night at right on the spot. They could not hold up their end of the bargain. I was like, wow.
Right. Well, kind of the insight on how it's supposed to have went down was, it was in like Jamaica, the event. It was supposed to be like a really big vacation type, big, really big, super, like she said,
Coachella.
It was basically, you know, yeah, it was like that, okay? So basically what happens in the industry, and this is why I'm breaking it down, because artists, pay attention. Basically, there was a company that basically stood behind him, right? Said, this is what we're going to do, blah, 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 blah. You be the front guy, you can invest, whatever. So they did it. Ja Rule was like, okay, let's do it. So they did it. They put out the promo, did all this crazy promo. Well, the company that was behind it didn't do their end of the deal on the back end. Like, they didn't secure the right room. They supposed to have elegant foods, and they got, like, cheese and crackers and shit. And they're like, wait, what? Yeah, the hotel rooms were supposed to be extravagant. They get little huts and some little third-rate hotels. Yeah, tents, things like that.
Yeah, tents and...
Oh, wow.
Wasn't it something like the tents had blew over to, or it was something like that. It was one of those models. I'm sorry, Monster. Go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
No. That was basically the basis of mine. That was my little piece.
When I saw that made me think, like, when people take a chance, they are really, really gambling, because they never know if what they're signing up for is actually going to be what they get.
So,
word to the wise is pay attention. Pay attention to everything. If your gut is telling you something ain't right, you better go with it. Because that girl has said something about, like, she wasn't feeling right about it, but she went anyways. So,
pay
attention to your gut feeling.
Yeah. Not only that,
sometimes you need to verify for yourself, you know, if this is something that works for you, you know, and make sure that it's solid for yourself. Do some investigation, look it up, you know, make sure that, call down to the hotel, call here, you know, is this where I'm supposed to be at? Especially when you know that they've been burning a lot of folks.
Or make sure that when you take your ass out of town, that you got some money to get your ass back home, or you got a diamond or two hidden somewhere, you're wearing a diamond or two, you can always take that to the pawn shop. You can always get some shit like that back. Make sure you got a way to get your ass back home. Don't you never go out of town and get stuck. Fuck that.
Like you told us to say, definitely. Check on your hotel before you leave or whatever.
Yes.
Make sure they secure it at least a week beforehand, and it's paid for. You dig? Check ahead. Another thing is with artists, if somebody's trying to book you out of town, watch their page. If they're not promoting that event that they're trying to get you to come to very heavy, and you don't see a bunch of people around them promoting it heavy, like people tagging them like crazy, you're either going to go to a no event or you're going to go to a bunk-ass event. Get in, save your money, do what you got to do, invest it in something else. But, those are great things to tell people that they can just simply do. You know what I mean? If somebody invited me to that, I'm going to watch the hell out your page. So if, I don't see it promoted like really heavy, what?
You so silly.
True.
I ain't going.
That's real talk, though. That's real talk. You know, we joke, we laugh, we have fun, but we also spit real shit.
Mm-hmm.
And what Monster is saying, because he's been in the business, You know, he's been mm-hmm. out there. He knows what it's about. That, you know, somebody that has experience in this shit is talking. You better pay attention, especially if he ain't charging you for it. That's real
right.
talk.
I sure will send your ass a PayPal invoice in a heartbeat. Get in, monstrous. Yeah. But
God
yeah,
damn it. I have some coffee in my fucking throat.
Too late for some coffee.
What the hell?
I
can't do that with his swole muscle T-shirt that wine selling on a Conda wearing that.
Oh.
I love you. Because we lying in this motherfucker, y'all. We lying.
You know what?
Mm.
You know what? I'm going to leave on a good note. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to play some more music for y'all on the way up out of here. It's going to fit into what we're talking about with these artists and stuff. It's some it's Johnny Gill, but it says featuring New Edition, but it might as well be New Edition. It is. We're going to get into
might
that
well.
One here just a
might
bit. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and do our shout-outs right quick and any last words and that. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get up out of here. So, all right, we'll start out with you, Miss Unbelievable. What you got for us tonight?
Give a shout out to God first. Second, I'm going to give a shout out to the school year that's almost over for the children. I'm going to give a shout out to E-Monster and Miss Kim. And I want to give a shout out to all my family and friends and those who I love. Peace, love, and more hair grease.
There it is. What you got for us, Miss Electrifying Kim? Zoll out. Look out. Oh,
okay, got to give it up to God, because without him, we would not be here. We would not be able to do what we do and make it look so easy. Give it up to E-Monster and Monster Us, with a U-S, Reggio. The listeners out there, the ones that has commented on the topic for that's going to be for what? Karma Cafe, I do believe that's what we agreed on.
Yep.
And I want to give a big shout out. Thank you. I want to give a big shout out to Miss Undeniable herself, Miss E. Dead L. Okay, then I got to give a super big one out to my big baby, my son, that he is my heart. Yes, Lord. And my mama. While she's sitting up there busting a sweat trying to open up her Mother's Day presents that I sent her. And I'm out. I dropped the microphone.
You sure this time? You positive?
Ew.
Okay.
With your muscle bound wearing T-shirt ass.
Yeah. We're going to have to start calling her Miss Unknown. We keep changing her name right every week. So, big shout out, you know, so I don't seem like a heathen, you know what I mean? Y'all really trying to make me seem like the heathen out the bunch. I started out by always saying God is good.
That's right.
So, you know, big shout out to my co-hosts that were here with me tonight. I definitely love y'all. Believe me, the show would not be the same without you two. It is what it is. But let's see. Don't forget, June 10th. At the Capri Theater, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm going to be there. I'll be on the ones and twos. I'll be helping running the whole event. I'm going to have the Monstrous Radio vendor booth sitting over there. You might even be able to win some stuff if you come up and get involved in what we do all week long. You can always check the archive shows out 24/7, 365 at monsterusradio.com. Just go to the show links. You can buy apparel, all kinds of things you can find over there. So, all right, tune in tomorrow. It's Takeover Tuesday. We're going to let y'all know about some events that are going on. Who knows who can call in and take over the show. It's live. I don't know what's going to happen. So, all right, y'all, this right here is the music I was telling y'all about. Johnny Gill, featuring New Edition. It's called This One's For You. This One's For Me and You.
That never goes away. You're the sweetest thing, an easy song to sing. You're like a work of art, so priceless to me. A timeless beauty from the movie screen that never ever seen.
Classic going down in history. Feels just like we won the lottery.